you change your mental and emotional state because you're changing your physiological state. Welcome to today's podcast episode. It's a solo one and I am sharing with you my 7 rules for having a good weekend. Now, this may seem so basic and so obvious, but it's not. It really isn't, and so many women that I speak to have this exact same experience of getting to the weekend and feeling like it is just Groundhog Day. Like it's literally just the same thing, maybe minus the school drop off and pick up if that is part of your normal regime. But so many women get to the weekend and it's like, okay, I am now using these 2 days that are meant to be my rest and recharge time. I'm using these 2 days to catch up on chores. I'm using these 2 days to get ahead so that next week runs smoothly. And believe you me, I fully understand, like this is my life. I get to Sunday and I'm like, right, what do I need to do today that makes next week better for me? But it's not even Sundays. Like sometimes I'll find myself Saturday mornings and I know we have to do this stuff. We have to get the bathrooms cleaned. We have to stay on top of stuff. We have to do the groceries, yada, yada, yada. I'm preaching to the choir. You guys all know this stuff. But the weekend should be something that we do look forward to. And I was thinking about this after a certain conversation with one of my good friends where we were kind of lamenting on that exact thing of like, oh, you know, you get to the weekend and you don't even know what it is that really fills your cup up. So these are 7 rules that I'm going to share with you, and hopefully they can act as guidelines to create a weekend that really does fill your cup up. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Rule number 1 for a good weekend, break out of the usual routine. And I know there will be some breaks already built into your weekend because as mentioned, maybe you don't have the school drop off, but really shake up the usual routine. If you normally sit at the kitchen bench and have your coffee, go outside, take your coffee on a walk, have your coffee in bed, enjoy it. Whatever your normal rhythm is, purposefully break out of that and have a little reset from the normal Monday to Friday rhythm of things. Maybe it's breaking out of the usual routine in the way that, you know, really simply you go for the same walk every day, do a different walk, take a different path. Maybe your normal routine is that everyone has their showers and then dinner and then you wind down and you're going to shake it up by actually going for a late bike ride. That's something that we've been doing with the kids and they love it. They think it's such a treat to go for like a 7:30 p.m. bike ride. It takes like 15 minutes and they honestly act like it's the coolest thing they've ever done. And so extending that out to yourself as well. Number 2, find the fun. And I know that the F word fun can be very triggering for a lot of people because we don't have time to find the fun. Or if you're anything like me, you might just have moments where you're like, I don't even know what fun is for me anymore. And I've done whole episodes speaking about the topic of fun. I even contributed to an article that Nicole Madigan wrote, in a magazine, and we were speaking specifically about why it's so challenging for women to access fun. And there are so many valid, very real reasons why it is a challenge. And I think when we're younger, fun can often be, like I'll speak for myself, fun for me when I was younger was going out and drinking and dancing and socializing. And then when you get older, your fun changes, and you have to continually try and be curious and examine what it is that is actually fun for you. And I think pleasant or not stressful gets conflated with fun. We confuse the two. You know, I've shared this so many times that women will have said to me in the past, oh, going grocery shopping on my own is fun. It's like, no, that's not fun. That's just a little bit more pleasant than it could be otherwise if you were going with the whole squad. It's just you getting a moment to yourself. That's not actual fun. That's something that you might enjoy and appreciate, and it's pleasant. But if you are not laughing, if you are not smiling, if you are not in the moment, if it's not frivolous, like, fun shouldn't have a point, really. Fun should just be something you do to enjoy that sensation. So what is it that is fun for you now, right now? Not 20 years ago, not, you know, somewhere in the hopefully, you know, distant, not too distant future, but fun right now. And how can you access it right now? So finding the fun for this season of your life, maybe you have young kids, and finding the fun literally is watching a comedy special on Netflix. There are so many different comedians. There are so many different specials available. Find a comedian that you think is so funny that you can't help but literally crack up, or watch a funny movie. Or maybe you're at a different stage and you can get out and about more. What is fun? Is fun for you going on roller coasters and going to theme parks? Is fun for you going out on a boat and going water skiing? Is fun for you going roller skating? Like, that's something that we have done with the kids a little bit lately. And honestly, so fun, so much fun. And we've done it in the past when the boys were younger, and it was not fun. It was a pure punish. So it's something that we've tried again recently, and the kids, whilst they're not the best at skating, you know, it's more like clunky steps, they're having fun with it. And so are we. Like, when the music is playing and the lights are on, and you just can't help but feel that sensation of really being in the moment. And I think that's really a very important element when it comes to fun. Number three, eat something delicious. Get excited about something that you are going to eat this weekend. I'm not talking about going, oh my gosh, Friday night, I can't, you know, wait to eat three pizzas and two tubs of ice cream and feel terrible about myself. I'm talking about planning something that you are going to enjoy, that's so tasty that you don't feel like shit afterwards, but you are just really, really looking forward to. So whether it's something that you're going to make yourself, which might be more accessible right now, I know that when it comes to eating out, we have to be really careful in terms of, like, okay, what does our budget allow us to actually eat out for, in terms of, I don't want to spend our eating out budget on food that isn't super yummy that we're all going to enjoy. So have a little bit of a think. What's something so delicious that you haven't eaten in years? Maybe it is something that takes you back to your childhood, like a Neenish tart. Or maybe it's, you know, the fact that you've been following this certain food truck or restaurant on TikTok and you were just dying to go and try some of their food. Number four, do something that you would consider to be unproductive. So whatever that is for you, something that doesn't really have a big end goal, but you can just enjoy. And so this is where I'm talking about pleasure, something that is nice. It doesn't have to be that side-splitting fun, but something kind of unproductive. So for me, that's reading a book. You know, even though I enjoy reading a book, and sometimes, you know, depending on what you're reading, you might learn something. But I find it quite challenging to go, okay, I'm just going to sit down and read, because there's always a million things that you could do. But if you work this rule into your weekend where it's like, no, I have to do something unproductive, I am forcing myself to do that. Maybe it's taking a nap, laying outside in nature, whatever it is, just something that you enjoy that doesn't really have an end result, making sure that you're taking time to really rest. Number five, go somewhere that you have never been before. The novelty of going somewhere new is something that we just don't always have time for through the week. And it's such an enjoyable experience, I think, when you are going somewhere new, because you start to pay attention to things more closely. It feels more special rather than going to the same old coffee shop. Go somewhere different. And a lot of these like rules, as we're calling them, gentle rules, boundaries, perhaps guidelines, they all work in with each other. So breaking out of the usual routine can include going somewhere that you've never been before and eating something delicious. You know, those three things work really, really well together. But have a little think, have a little brainstorm with your kids or your partner or just on your own. Where's somewhere that you've always wanted to go, but you've just never done it? You know, playing tourist in your own hometown is something that a lot of us actually can benefit from. And it is something that I think about often, particularly when I go away, when we go away as a family and we're doing things, I'll think to myself, like, we could actually realistically be doing this from home or around our hometown, you know, whether it's finding yourself overseas and going, oh, I really want to try a stand-up paddleboard, and going, well, hang on, actually, I can do that closer to home. So just, I guess, thinking about where you live as well in terms of the context of what would you do if you were a tourist where you live? How could you see this place through new eyes? Maybe it is going and exploring, you know, a hike that you've never done before, or a museum that you've never taken the time to go and visit, or just a wander through a different part of your own area. Just try and head somewhere that you have never been before, but that doesn't mean that it needs to be somewhere far away. Like, so often we're just overlooking what's really in our own backyard. Number six, spend one hour looking after future you for the week ahead. I've included this because I know that this is something so many of us do anyway, so why not include it? Spend that hour. What are you going to do? Set a timer. Okay, I've got an hour. Is that hour going to be cleaning out the fridge and reorganizing produce so that it's all accessible and ready to go? Is it writing a family meal plan for dinners so that you don't have to have that, you know, mental load at the end of every day of what you're going to eat? Is it getting on top of the laundry? Is it the vacuuming? Whatever it is it writing your to-do lists? 1 hour looking after future you for the week ahead. Number seven.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Then, final rule for a good weekend. I feel like we could have so many rules, but listen to a nostalgic playlist. I like cannot tell you how much pleasure and lightness an old playlist can bring to the whole household. It really can just reset the mood. Like one of the boys said to me last night, Mom, I love it when you sing. not because I'm a good singer, but because he obviously can just witness me being kind of free in that moment. So often I think, like, I have a very bad poker face. It is written all over my face. If I am stressed, if I am worried, if I am tired, it's on my face. I can't hide it, even though I try to relax my shoulders and I try to relax my jaw and do all of those things. When you're listening to music that you can't help but sing along to or move along to, you change your mental and emotional state because you're changing your physiological state. Singing changes the way that you breathe. It changes the way that you're feeling. It can allow you to access a variety of memories that you just haven't even considered. It can just take you back. Like, it really, really can. And last night as we were cooking dinner, We were having a conversation about men with long hair, like context tangent, excuse the dog snoring. Brendan and I, we were talking about men that have really long hair, and I had a flashback to an album cover from my childhood, and I was like, oh my gosh, do you remember a band called Southern Sons? My mum was like really obsessed with them, and I just remembered the cover. You know, I could see it as clear as anything in my memory, and so I just popped on Spotify and searched Southern Sons. And all of these songs that I didn't even know, like I didn't even remember that I knew, we were playing while we were cooking dinner and singing along. And then that led to like a John Farnham playlist, which led to like other, you know, we were talking about Midnight Oil and all of these artists that Brendan and I would never really think to put on. But it really lightened the whole mood of the house. And so I think a nostalgic playlist on the weekend is such a nice way to just access a different side of yourself. So maybe your nostalgic playlist is filled with songs from when you were, you know, back out in the day and you were going out with friends and you've got your like to the window, to the wall situation blaring around the house. Or maybe it's, you know, a callback to days like that were filled with Newfound Glory and Simple Plan and that sort of stuff. Or maybe it is way beyond that. Like I've shared before that I really like certain jazz playlists as well, because it just changes the whole atmosphere. You know, it changes the atmosphere around you and it changes how you are feeling. And I think that's such a powerful tool. So those are seven rules for a good weekend. Break out of the usual routine, find the fun, eat something delicious, do something unproductive, go somewhere you've never been before, spend an hour looking after future you for the week ahead, and access that nostalgic playlist. I hope these seven guidelines have been helpful for you if you've been struggling to kind of delineate between the weekday and the weekend. As always, I really appreciate you listening to today's podcast episode, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Before you run off, I just wanted to mention that over on Sunroom, you're going to find exclusive content that will be seen nowhere but Sunroom. And the reason for this is Sunroom is a safe platform. Things can't be screenshotted, they can't be shared or taken out of context, really. Sunroom is the inner circle, and I am over there sharing workouts, reflections, honest, truly raw thoughts and feelings, instant reactions to certain things that are going on in my life, and so much more. Over there, you can also organize your own custom experience. If you've ever wanted to book a mentoring session with yours truly to perhaps take your idea for your own podcast and start creating. Maybe you have a podcast already, but you really want to learn some of the tricks of the trade when it comes to monetizing, streamlining, pitching to guests, or just creating a stronger podcast in general. I'm the first person to say I am not a business strategist, but I certainly am someone who loves the podcasting space. And with over 400 episodes under my belt, I will happily help you to learn from the mistakes I've made in the past and to cut out some of those tricky lessons and to just benefit from that experience. I love talking about podcasting and personal branding. So if you want to book a session with me, you can do that through Sunroom as well. You can also receive personalized voice notes and advice and so much more over there. Link is in the show notes, so come on over, join the inner circle, and the circle is small, so the messages are getting answered quickly, and I am available to you over through the Sunroom app. Link is in the bio. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.